Christmas.
Yeah.
Please make my wish come true. 'Cause I'd trim trees and deck the hallways.
That's right.
If I knew you.
Julie London wants you for Christmas.
For always.
Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio. Seventh floor of the Trip Tower here till 5. Happy Christmas, Christmas Eve, Eve. Christmas Eve, 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 Christmas. Hi. Okay, bizarre holiday albums. If you have any weird holiday albums, or if you can remember any weird holiday music, call us up or text us with your thoughts and choices of very, very weird, very, very bizarre holiday records and holiday music. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Okay, the first one on this list of bizarre holiday albums, and if you have any of these and you want to chime in with your opinions, 312-981-7200, Hung for the Holidays by William Hung. Now, Esmeralda, you remember William Hung?
Yes.
Dan, do you remember William Hung?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you strike me as a guy who does not watch American Idol.
No, yeah, that would be an accurate assessment.
Okay. okay, I do, by the way, I do watch American Idol. Final season, starting on January 6th. And I was telling Esmeralda off the air that I watched the entire season last year, and I can't tell you who the winner is. And I watched every episode of last season, and I cannot tell you who the winner is, who the winner of last year's American Idol was. Couldn't tell you. But William Hung was not a winner by any stretch of the imagination. William Hung made his name by being really terrible when he auditioned for American Idol. Have you noticed, do you watch American Idol, Esmeralda?
Every once in a while.
Have you noticed that in the past few years, and this is, I think, a good thing, in the past few years they've really cut out the horrible auditions?
Yeah, well, that's because people have caught on. And so they'll be awful intentionally.
Yeah. And, yeah, well, I like it because they do that.
Because they do the awful ones?
No, because they cut them.
Oh, they cut them.
I always felt incredibly uncomfortable with it. And then there was a time, there was a period of time when it was just a mean-spirited show.
Right. Some people actually thought they had good singing voices.
A lot of them did. And, like, there was a period of time where, like, all the judges, especially, of course, Simon, where they'd all be mean. And I remember one season where during the open auditions, they had specifically the door that you came through didn't have a sign on it, and they locked the other door. So they did like a montage sequence of, you know, like bad singers and bad auditioners trying to get out, but they can't. And it was played for laughs. And I'm like, that's really pretty crappy, you know? You know, as someone who's auditioned before, and as someone who's been on the other side as a director who is casting, the audition process is hard enough. Even if you're really good and you know how to audition, it's hard enough than to just have people like openly mock you and then show it to millions of people on TV. So, but William Hung is one of these guys who came in during that time period where they would, you know, show in January. It was the January episodes of American Idol were always the episodes that had the really terrible, because those were the ones that had the open auditions before anybody got cut. So it was the January episodes of American Idol that had these kind of people. So William Hung appeared as a contestant on American Idol in 2004. My God, was it really? It was 11 years ago? Oh, my God. And he blew the world away with his rendition of Ricky Martin's She Bangs. Actually, he did not advance to the next round. But a cult following soon manifested. His career culminated and ended in October of 2004 when he released his second album, Hung for the Holidays, which only sold 35,000 copies. he sings Winter Wonderland, Little Drummer Boy, and then randomly he covers Queen's We Are the Champions. Oh, that's a Christmassy song right there. After the failure of this record and the release of a third and final album, Hung retired from music. Do we have a little bit of William Hung from Hung for the Holidays, Dan?
We do.
All right, here we go. This is from Hung for the Holidays. Here we go.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer,
reindeer,
had a very shiny nose,
like a light bulb.
And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows
like a flashlight.
All of the other reindeer,
reindeer,
used to laugh and call him names
like Pinocchio.
They never let poor Rudolph, join in any reindeer game
like Monopoly.
Then one foggy,
well, there's that callback stuff that you were doing the other morning, Esmeralda. Like Monopoly, like a flashlight. You were doing all that.
Because that's what you do when you hear that song.
Are you on that album? Is that you in the background? Is that you?
He cut me out.
Singing singing with William Hung.
He wanted all the glory.
Well, you know, I got to say, I've heard worse. You know? I mean, he only sold 35,000 copies.
That's a lot for someone who doesn't know how to sing.
It is. Hey, do you remember, can I explain to you, you know, when, like I was saying, an idol, when they would have, like, the goofballs who would come on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you got your William Hung, you got all these people that would come in and just be horrendous and stuff, but the guy that I loved, and the first time I saw it, I about peed myself with laughter. I want to say it was maybe 2008. The dude, they let him audition even though he was too old. Because, like, I think the cutoff is, like, 27 or something. Isn't that, like, the cutoff? Because I know you can't be 30 and be on Idol, be a contestant on Idol. He was, like, in his 60s. Do you remember the dude who sang Pants on the Ground? Do you remember Pants on the Ground?
Sounds familiar.
Oh, my God, Esmeralda, you don't, like, immediately remember Pants on the Ground? Dan, do you remember?
Oh,
Pants
yeah, even
on
I
the
remember that one.
The greatest. Dan, can you find Pants on the Ground? Because this guy was the king of the universe, as far as I was concerned. I'm telling you, I remember watching it with my ex. Heather and I were on the couch. This guy comes on. I almost fell off the couch. I love this guy. Oh, here we go. Do you got it?
Yeah, I'm waiting to cue it to the right place.
Oh, he's got to cue it to the right place. All right. So I can't remember the dude's name. Does he have his name?
Larry Platt is
that's
the guy's
right.
name.
Larry Platt. That's right. Larry Platt. He comes in and he does Pants on the Ground. And here we go.
Kathleen.
Ready when you are.
Okay. Ready?
1, 2, 3.
Pants on the ground. Pants on the ground. Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground. With the gold in your mouth. Hat turned sideways. Pan hit the ground. Call yourself a cool cat. Looking like a fool. Walking downtown with your pants on the ground. Giddy up. Hey, get your pants off the ground. Looking like a fool. Walking, talking with your pants on the ground. Giddy up.
Yeah.
Hey, get your pants off the ground. Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground. Go in the mouth.
Okay.
Head turn
okay.
Hey, hit the ground. Call yourself
thank
a fool.
You.
Yeah, looking like a fool. Walking, talking with your pants on the ground. Oh. Boom.
Whoa.
Boom.
Good.
Pants on the ground. Gold in your mouth, head turn sideways, pan hit the ground.
Larry, thank you. Larry, what was that song called?
Okay. Who was the judge that was laughing her butt off that was, it wasn't Minaj, was it? It wasn't.
No, I think it's Mary J. Blige.
Oh, was it Mary J.? No. No, no, no. I can't remember who the judge was. It was before Nicki Minaj, but she was like, I think she was filling in for Paula.
This video is a little blurry. Oh, okay, I think it is Mary J. Blige, but then, yeah, there's someone else there. I don't know who it is.
Okay. Because it's Randy. Oh, that's when they had four judges, right?
Yes. Randy, okay. Simon, and then, I do think that's Mary J.
Mary J.
And then some lady, who I think, I remember her, and she wrote awful songs. She was a songwriter.
Okay. Well, anyway, that was him. You don't remember that? Do you remember that at all, Esmeralda? Pants on the ground?
Yes.
I'm telling you, that guy is the king. I was on the floor laughing at that, and I thought it was the coolest thing I've ever seen. Pants on the ground, man. He should have. How come he doesn't have a Christmas album? Where's Larry Platt's Christmas album?
Okay, he apparently made the charts, according to Wikipedia.
Well, they did like a video for Pants on the Ground, didn't
46
they?
46 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100.
Wait a minute. No.
63 on the Canadian.
Well, it didn't top Saga. Wait a minute. 46? It made it to 46 on the Billboard
2010,
charts?
According to Wikipedia.
Pants on the Ground.
I could believe that.
Made it to number 46.
You know what? Because it was a download. It's not like people are going to the store.
Sure, I download Pants on the Ground. All right, we have to break. We have more bizarre holiday albums. We've heard a little bit of William Hung. By the way, there is a Waffle House Christmas album. Don't know if you're aware of that, but there is.
My guess is that Dave Hoekstra owns said Waffle House Christmas album.
Oh, that would be a given. That would be a given. All right, we'll hear more bizarre Christmas music coming up. If you have any thoughts or comments, it's 312-981-7200, and pull your pants up. Whoa! Well, Merry Christmas. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Here till 5 a.m. Steve Cochran coming up at 5. We will be playing the Blackhawks Express from a very unfortunate game from last night. But we do play the Express after every game the night before. All right, we're talking about bizarre holiday albums. Hung for the Holidays by William Hung. I still think that Larry Platt. Should have released a Christmas album called Pants on the Snow.
Santa's Pants.
Santa's Pants on the Ground. Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground. Hat turned sideways. Gold in your mouth. And by the way, his presentation was fantastic, too, because he was dancing around like a mad. Mary J. Blige was falling off her chair laughing.
Oh, yeah. Him break dancing doesn't come over on the air, but it's the best part of it.
No, it's spectacular. It's spectacular. All right, we got some people calling in with their weird holiday albums and weird holiday music. We would love to hear from you. Call and text 312-981-7200. Here's Donna on WGN. Hey, Donna.
Yeah.
Hi.
I just heard Orion Samuelson or the promo a little while ago, and he would know this song, I'm sure. It's called "I Just Go Nuts at Christmas."
That's right, "I Just Go
on
Nuts"
on the Yali Holiday.
That's right, "I Just Go Nuts at Christmas" because you know, Orion performed that song. Are you aware that Orion is one of the performers of that song?
I'm not.
"I Just Go Nuts at Christmas." Were you able to find that that song? Dan's looking for it. I got Dan working. But, yeah, so, Donnie, you remember Orion's performance of that, do you, Donna?
No, I hadn't heard him do it.
Oh, yeah, Orion.
I'm sure he'd know it,
though. Yeah. He's a pro. He is an absolute pro. All right, Donna, take care.
Okay,
take
thanks
care.
A lot.
Okay, there's Donna. "I Just Go Nuts at Christmas." Now, Esmeralda, do you know "I Just Go Nuts at Christmas"?
I don't.
You don't know "I Just Go Nuts at Christmas"?
No.
Oh, man. It's pretty special. Pretty special. I'm assuming that you never listened to Dr. Demento when you were growing up.
Not really, no.
No?
Mm-mm.
Okay, that was a Sunday night ritual for me when I was growing up, when I was a kid. So, do we have it? Here we go.
Oh, he has gone nuts at Christmas on that jolly holiday. I'll go in the red like a knucklehead, cause I'll squander all my pay. Oh, he has gone nuts at Christmas, shopping sure drives me berserk. On the day before, I'll rush in a store like a poor bewildered yerk. I look at nightgowns for my wife, those black ones trimmed in red. But I won't know her size, and so she'll get the carpet sweeper instead.
That's right, she'll get that carpet sweeper. God, you remember carpet sweepers? Do they still make carpet sweepers anymore?
I would think that they would sell them to Baker Squares. They have that short carpet. I remember I worked at a Baker Square for a hot minute, and we had to use it. It was useless.
That's a very, very specific market for the carpet sweeper.
There's plenty of Baker Squares.
The only place where we sell carpet sweepers anymore is at Baker Squares.
Yeah, that's they got the pies. They got carpet things.
They got pies and carpet sweepers at Baker Square. Oh, that's fantastic. No other place, no houses, nothing. The only place where people use carpet sweepers is at Baker Square.
Yeah, well, they're useless.
Do you know that my producer, Dan Shagrew, used to hang out at Baker Square? That was like his hangout?
Probably. I can believe it.
He and his boys used to hang out there all the time.
Yeah, I believe it.
They were a bunch of toughs.
Get some pie.
Hanging out at the Baker Square, stealing people's carpet sweepers. Oh, man. Okay. So here's the Waffle House Christmas, something I want to get to before we get to the news here. Let me explain this. It's called It's a Waffle House Christmas, and it's various artists. Spending Christmas at the Waffle House sounds like fun. They're open 24/7, you know. According to AllMusic.com, this is the second album the legendary chain released, and it was compiled by Jerry Buckner and Gary Garcia, the guys responsible for the 1982 novelty song Pac-Man Fever. Yeah, Pac-Man Fever! Yeah! You know, I believe they play that a lot on the Shadow Bags and Foot Cheese show, Pac-Man Fever. They're just now discovering it. So It's a Waffle House Christmas is the second album that the Waffle House people put out. All right, now, Dan, what selection do we have from It's a Waffle House Christmas?
Well, we have the 12 days of Waffle House, or the Waffle House 12 days of Christmas.
Okay,
I've seen multiple titles for this, so it's basically, you know.
The Waffle House version, the Waffle House 12 days of Christmas.
With menu items.
Yeah. With menu items. Here we go.
Waffle House on Christmas, my true love gave to me a bowl of delicious hot grits. At the Waffle House on Christmas, my true love gave to me
two waffles baking
and a bowl of delicious hot grits. At the Waffle House on Christmas, my true love gave to me three sausage patties, two waffles baking and a bowl of delicious hot grits. At the Waffle House on Christmas, my true love gave to me
four eggs a frying,
three sausage patties, two waffles baking, and a bowl of delicious.
I can't wait to hear what the five is.
At the Waffle House on Christmas, my true love gave to me five pork chops grilled,
four eggs a frying,
three sausage patties, two waffles baking, and a bowl of delicious.
Five pork chops grilled?
That's some good eating, man.
Is that what that was?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Pork
chops grilled.
Four eggs of frying, three sausage.
Okay, I can never make it through that song. I don't care what version it is.
Almost 4 minutes.
Yeah, no, because they've got to go through 12 items and then repeat them every damn verse.
Do they sell this?
Seven T-bone steaks?
They should sell this at the Waffle House.
I don't know.
As an item, like all of it.
I don't know. We have to break for the news here. That's the Waffle House Christmas. Just don't sell it to Kid Rock. That's all. All right, we got a break here. The news is next.
Mr. Kringle is soon gonna jingle the bells that'll tingle all your troubles away. Everybody's waiting for the man with a bag, 'cause Christmas is coming again. He's got a sleigh full, it's not gonna stay full. He's got stuff to drop at every stop of the way.
Yeah.
Everybody's waiting for the man with a bag, 'cause Christmas is coming again.
He'll Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. K-Star. Some holiday jams here from the Ultra Lounge Christmas Cocktails Collection. Morning, everybody. It's Christmas Eve. Couldn't tell that by the weather. Going to hit like 60 today and have showers and thunderstorms. It's going to be more like an April day than a Christmas Eve day. We'll get weather from Orion coming up a little bit later on. We will also have the unfortunate Blackhawks Express to play. Ugh. Brutal. Dan, brutal.
Brutal.
And you put that together. You put the Blackhawks Express together.
I did.
It must have been fun. You know, and I know that you often do help out in the sports department, work in the sports department, and put together the Blackhawks Express. In a game like last night's game, do you ever go, yeah, I'll put that together? And then just go right from that horn sound to John giving the final?
You know, I did that once, and
there's your highlight right there. 4-0. The final is, you know, final is the Stars, 4-0, nothing. Thank you. That's it. There's your Blackhawks Express. But no, we will hear the Blackhawks Express.
You know, it's funny though. I do slip into work mode though when I'm here. As long as the calls themselves sound good, I'm happy. And then the game is over, and then I get like, oh,
yeah. Then you get upset. What's going on? I was not in work mode. I was on couch mode and mad mode. And like, I was also in, if we face these guys in the first round mode, we're going to be gone mode. That's what I was thinking. I was in, if this was the playoffs mode, if we have the playoffs mode and these guys are our first round mode, we're gone mode. I want to thank Chuck, who is a listener to the show. He posted on my regular Facebook page, my personal Facebook page, from Amazon.com. Esmeralda, you did see this. I sent it to you.
Yes.
A Bissell carpet sweeper that is made specifically for Baker Square. He obviously doctored this on the intro.
What are you talking about?
Okay, sorry. It's a real thing. It's a real thing. They actually sell Baker Square carpet sweepers.
I mean, where else is Baker Square going to get it from?
Right. So they make their own carpet sweepers, Baker Square. Not only do they make French silk pie, but they make carpet sweepers right in the back. Now, when you worked there, did you ever go in the back on the line and watch them make the carpet sweepers?
No.
Oh.
That was a secret.
It was the secret room where
right.
they made the carpet sweepers.
It was the secret room where they made them useless.
I see. I see. Okay, so we heard the Waffle House Christmas, the William Hung Christmas. How about this one? Christmas with Colonel Sanders. I don't know if I really understand this one or not. Again, this is various artists. Christmas with Colonel Sanders. Honestly, this album has nothing to do with the finger-licking Colonel except for the awesome album cover of him smiling while wearing a Santa hat. The album was released in 1969. It features music legends Chet Atkins covering Jingle Bell Rock and Harry Belafonte singing Mary's Little Boy Child. So it sounds to me like these are like good, legitimate artists who just happen to be on an album. I mean, was Colonel Sanders, I wonder if Colonel Sanders like picked these artists. Were these Colonel Sanders' favorite singers?
Yeah, I wish we had more of a backstory there.
It's just weird. Now, do we have a song from that?
Yeah, I mean, this sounds like a little Chet Atkins. It sounds like the sound is going to be pretty straightforward, but it's just more conceptually weird than anything else.
Yeah, no, this is going to sound like a cool Christmas song because it's Chet Atkins. Here we go.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Yeah. Nothing weird about that except for the album cover, I guess. And the fact that it's like tied into Colonel Sanders. Am I the only one that can't stand these new Colonel Sanders commercials with Norm MacDonald? I just find them weird. And I love Norm MacDonald. I love Norm MacDonald. I know, Esmeralda, you do as well.
Right. I'm not too bothered by them.
They're just, what are you going to say, Dan?
It feels like they're building to something.
Well, I hope so.
And I don't want to make it sound like I see a lot of KFC commercials like in my day-to-day life, but it's like, my prediction is sometime in 2016, Daryl Hammond comes back and reclaims the throne as the true Colonel Sanders.
Okay.
Because it seems like if you read into the subtext of the fried chicken commercials,
yeah,
that's what it seems like they're going for.
I did really like, I just saw Christmas.
Do you read a lot
one.
About the Illuminati, Dan? I'm just curious.
Conspiracy theories on the same.
If you look on the bucket, you could see the triangle.
There's a triangle and an eye on the bucket. By the way, you know, I have to say this. Saturday night when I went to go see the Star Wars movie, I saw it at the Village Crossing in Skokie, okay? We get out Saturday night, and I'm walking out, and I'm not really paying attention because I was, like, on a high from the movie because the movie is so good. Dan, you've seen it. You know.
Yeah.
It's tremendous. The new Star Wars movie is great. If you haven't seen it, you got to see it. And don't let anybody spoil anything because a lot of big stuff happens in this movie, and you don't want to know anything about it. Esmeralda, you still haven't seen it yet, have you?
I have not.
Okay. So as I'm walking out, I'm not really paying attention. Like I was turning my phone back on because I had it off. I was turning my phone back on. I wasn't really looking. And some dude handed me something. And I didn't look at it. I thought it was like, hey, here's a flyer for Baker Square's, you know, carpet sweepers, you know, or something. He was going to, I thought it was like a, you know, here, it come to the midnight screening of Joy or, you know, whatever. I thought it was going to be some sort of pamphlet. And I didn't even look at it. I was checking my phone. All right. I got my phone back on. Boom. I put it on vibrate, put it in my pocket. And I look at it, and it was a booklet about the Illuminati. And I'm like, what the hell is this? So I turned around and I handed it back to the guy. I'm like, I don't want this. He's like, yes, you do. And I said, no, I don't. And I said, take it. And he wouldn't take it, so I threw it on the ground in front of him, and I walked out. First of all, and by the way, there was a Skokie cop standing in the lobby, like 6 feet away from this guy. So clearly they gave permission to this guy to hand out Illuminati paraphernalia to people coming out of a Star Wars movie. So, like, what? I mean, I understand that people like to read into Star Wars and that there's conspiracy theories and a lot of stuff going on underneath. But seriously, some dude handing out Illuminati literature at a theater in Skokie, 6 feet away from a cop after a Star Wars movie? Does that seem strange? And you know who it turned out to be? It was Daryl Hammond. It was Daryl Hammond. So your theory, I believe, Dan, your theory is right.
It's a sound theory.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Not like you watch a lot of KFC commercials. Now I'm picturing Dan in front of his computer just watching commercial after commercial after commercial for 6 hours.
I have a cork board of screenshots.
Yeah. It's like the Zapruder film for you. You're just sitting in front of there. There's something very symbolic about his feet dangling from the fireplace. I have to watch this segment over. How did that bicycle turn into a family meal like that? I don't know. This is weird. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate Studios on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Here till 5, and then my buddy Steve Cochran busts in and takes over. And then here, in this studio, on No Airwaves, will be the Shadow Bags and Foot Cheese Extravaganza Morning Zoo. So, produced by Claxton Fruitcake. All right, we've got weird Christmas music that we're talking about. We've heard from Hung for the Holidays by William Hung. It's a Waffle House Christmas and Christmas with Colonel Sanders. Now, do you have the New Kids on the Block? Could you get that one?
Yeah, I got it here.
Okay. Merry, Merry Christmas from the New Kids on the Block. Now, Esmeralda's eyes lit up.
This isn't weird. Why is this on the weird list?
Because it's weird.
It's not weird.
Here's what it says. Released in 1989 at the height of New Kids on the Block fame, this holiday record sold 2 million copies. Esmeralda, do you have one?
I don't.
What? And you call yourself a kid new person?
What?
I don't know.
Wow.
Is there a name for the New Kids on the Block?
Well, they shorten it to NKOTB.
NKOTB fans.
Yeah, I don't think there was a nickname. There wasn't a nickname.
Okay. You have to at least give the boy band props for writing a few original songs. Oh, they actually have originals on there. One is called This One's for the Children, which was actually a top 10 hit. What? What? This One's for the Children was a top 10 hit? Dan, do you remember This One's for the Children?
Could not help you out there. No, I have no idea.
Because, again, you don't strike me as a New Kids on the Block
again,
fan.
An accurate assessment.
Esmeralda, what about you? You were a New Kids on the Block fan, weren't you?
I was, but I don't remember that. When did it come out?
89.
Mm.
All right, how about Funky, Funky Christmas?
No. You know what? In the beginning, I still wasn't into it because I was too young. Probably 90, 91.
You were too young for New Kids on the Block?
Yeah, I was, what, 5 or 6?
That's not too young.
I don't remember a lot from those years. It was a bit of a blur.
Funky, Funky Christmas, by the way, spelled with an X, so it's Funky, Funky Xmas. It says it tries too hard to emulate Christmas in Hollis. Are you kidding me? Do you have that one, by the way? What do you have for this?
I have This One's for the Children queued up, This One for the Children, is that what it's called?
This One's it's called This One's for the Children.
I wasn't sure if there was a typo here or not.
All right, well, let's hear that. This One's for the Children, which was a top 10 hit from the Merry Merry Christmas album by New Kids on the Block. Oh, God.
This is a very serious message. So all of you, please listen. Some people living in this world. They have no food to eat. They have no place to go. But we are God's children. We have to learn to love one another.
Wow.
Just remember they could be us. Remember we are our brothers. I'm not trying to darken up your day.
Wow, man. In case you were wondering, in case you couldn't tell, yeah, 1989. If you can't tell by the production of this. Oh, here's the chorus.
The children of the world. This one's for the children.
Wow.
May God keep them.
Wow.
It's a little bit of a knockoff of Children Are the Future. Whitney Houston song.
Whitney Houston?
A little bit.
Now, Whitney Houston would have been before that, right?
Probably.
89? That would have been like 87, right, Whitney Houston?
That Children Are Our Future.
You sound exactly like Whitney Houston.
I know. I get confused with her all the time.
You have an amazing voice, Esmeralda.
People go, is that Whitney Houston doing the news? Yeah. You go, nope. She died.
NSYNC and Hanson also released Christmas records. So having boy bands release holiday albums is not it's not unusual.
I think everyone has.
But because they took this material so seriously, it makes it an oddity. That's why.
98 Degrees, Backstreet Boys, they all have albums.
98 Degrees has one? What
Probably.
About Color Me Bad? Duh, duh.
You know, they were more about maybe. I was just thinking they were more about the sexing.
Because they gotta want they want to sex you up, right?
Yeah, but they might want to do it at Christmas.
They might at Christmas. You can still be bad to do at Christmas, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. If not, they should do it now.
Yeah, right now, man. They can be bad to do. What do you got next? Do you have anything else lined up there, Dan?
Well, since you just mentioned NSYNC,
yeah.
How about a duet or a collaboration, I guess, because there's six people, I guess, involved in this, with NSYNC and Rosie O'Donnell.
Ah, A Rosie Christmas. This is from the A Rosie Christmas CD. Wait, no, that's still... You can't kill New Kids on the Block, man. The New Kids on the Block prevail. All right, so this is Rosie O'Donnell from Rosie O'Donnell's Christmas album, A Rosie Christmas, right? So it's her and NSYNC?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. I can't wait. Get Rosie and NSYNC. Here we go. Is that my boy JT?
Well, he was in it.
I don't think that's JT. That doesn't sound like JT.
I think that's him.
I don't think so. Is this a video or is it just audio, Dan?
Just audio.
Where's Rosie?
Yeah, I'm waiting for her to come in.
Come on, Rosie.
You've got my heart on Christmas.
Is that just her singing in the...
Inside my soul, your love remains.
God, this is terrible.
Wait, if that's her, does that... She can sing?
She sings on every one of the songs on this album.
Right, but I didn't know she could sing.
I don't think she can.
Well, then someone auto-tune that.
Anybody can sing backup.
Where... No. Okay, that's enough of this. I don't even know what to say here. The album is just an excuse for then-daytime talk show host Rosie O'Donnell to brag about how she was buddies with Celine Dion, Elton John, and Elmo. Oh, my God, she does a duet with Elmo. I hope she didn't tickle him. Cher contributes a dance electro version of Darlene Love's Already Perfect Christmas, Baby, Please Come Home. While Gloria Estefan and Rosie sing Gonna Eat for Christmas. What the hell is that? Am I supposed to... Is that like a song? Is that a standard? Is Gonna Eat for Christmas a standard? Does that mean you don't eat any other time? Finally, I'm gonna eat for Christmas. I haven't eaten in 11 months.
Well, I think
but
it's,
I'm gonna eat for Christmas.
I think it's a I'm gonna eat for Christmas.
You mean eat a lot?
Yeah.
Lauryn Hill's funky little drummer boy seems to be the only saving grace until Rosie chimes in and ruins it. All right. It's out there somewhere. A Rosie Christmas from Rosie O'Donnell. All right. We're going to break. We got a few more of these ridiculous Christmas albums to discuss. And if you have any more ridiculous Christmas music that you would like to contribute or talk about, 312-981-7200. Take a break. News is next on WGN.
And at WGNRadio.com. I'm Esmeralda Leon on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Lovely. just lovely. Of course, this year it should be I'm Dreaming of a Wet Christmas. Not white, just wet and kind of warm. I'm Dreaming of a Warm, Wet Christmas is what's going to be happening. Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are talking about bizarre, weird Christmas albums and Christmas music. We've gone through some of them, and that, by the way, I don't know, Esmeralda, I don't know how much of that little White Christmas you heard, but would you care to maybe take a guess as to who, what enormously popular artist?
Who sang it?
Yeah.
I want to say Harry Connick Jr.
Oh, my God, no.
No. I don't know. Michael Bublé?
You're going to crap yourself when you hear who it is.
Hmm.
Wait a minute. You said Harry Connick Jr. and Michael Bublé.
I'm thinking it's that kind of
here,
tone.
Listen. See, Dan knows who it is. That's why he's laughing right now.
No clue. With every Christmas card I write. No idea.
That's the Hoff, man.
Oh! Oh, I hear it now. Yeah.
That's the Hoff.
I hear it now. Oh, well, he does have a voice of an angel. I mean, all those Germans can't be wrong.
Especially when he's on the floor eating a cheeseburger. That's when he's got the best voice. I love the fact that you thought that perhaps was Harry Connick Jr. or Michael Bublé.
Yeah, well, it sounded like that.
If you, if Michael, what's his name? Hasselhoff. David Hasselhoff is listening.
Right.
That was Esmeralda that you can send the thank you note to. all right. So that's the Hoff.
Wow.
You know, my producer, my old producer, Andy Herman.
Yes.
Who I worked with for like 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
Loves David Hasselhoff.
Like genuinely?
Oh, he loves him.
All right.
Loves him.
His work, his music, his...
Everything about the
TV,
Hoff.
Okay.
He loves the Hoff.
All right.
And in fact, a listener sent that CD to me. It's the entire CD is David Hasselhoff Christmas music.
Did he own it already?
Who, Andy?
Yes.
I don't know, but he was thrilled when we got that sent to us. And okay. I remember there was one night when I was playing Christmas music on the show. He's like, you have to play, every bump has to be Hoff.
Oh, man. Was that your Christmas gift to him?
Yeah, was like, yeah, I'm going to ruin my show for you. So, well, we have more weird Christmas music to listen to. And I know what you're going to do when you get home. You're going right to the internet and you're going to download all the New Kids on the Block Christmas songs.
Yeah, well, you know. I need some party music.
I want to hear Funky Funky Xmas.
And it's probably real funky.
But they say that it's an attempt to be like Christmas in Hollis. I can't even imagine.
It's probably so bad.
New Kids on the Block attempting to be like Christmas in Hollis.
Oh, man. It's well, they have Hangin' Tough. And that's them trying to be very like hip-hoppy and tough because they're hanging tough. So I could imagine. I could see it.
Okay. All right. Mark is on WGN. Hey, Mark.
How about Santa Claus and His Old Lady by Cheech and Chong?
You know what? hey, you know what? Dan, can you do me a solid on this one? Can you actually burn that for me? I'm going to play it tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, we'll do.
Because it's awesome. I don't know if you've not heard Cheech and Chong's Santa Claus and His Old Lady, it's
so much
awesome.
Political and drug humor in it.
It's awesome. It's awesome. And I can't believe that I haven't played it yet this year. I can't. Mark, thank you for the reminder. I can't believe that I forgot Cheech and Chong's Santa Claus and His Old Lady. Dan, if you could just burn it on a CD for me, just throw it in the drawer there, and I'll play it tomorrow on the show for our Christmas Eve special.
Nice.
Have you ever heard it?
I don't think
Santa
so.
Claus is... you know, here's the thing. And I'm being really genuine when I say this. First of all, I love Cheech and Chong. Love them. I love their albums. I grew up on their albums. Went to high school and all their movies came out. So this is like seminal stuff for me, you know? So I love Cheech and Chong. But this is... The thing about this is, it not only is it... Does it fulfill the needs of a Cheech and Chong fan by being sort of like goofy and kind of, you know, there's some drug references and pot references in there. Mm. But it's also incredibly sweet and very festive, like surprisingly. Like it becomes really, really festive and sweet by the end. And it was really genuine and really fun. I love that thing. It's one of my favorite Christmas things. I can't believe that Mark, thank you, for reminding me of Cheech and Chong's Santa Claus and His Old Lady. We'll play it tomorrow on our Christmas Eve show. You'll like it.
I'm excited to hear it.
It's so good. It's so good. And Cheech and Chong rules.
They do. They honestly do.
I love Cheech and Chong. You know, when I was a kid, when I first started listening to Cheech and Chong, when their albums came out,
mm-hmm.
I started listening to Cheech and Chong when I was probably like eight or nine. And I didn't know that they were high.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
They're just being silly.
I just thought they were dumb. Like, I remember listening to... Who is it? Dave. Dave's not here. I remember listening to Dave's Not Here and just thinking, ha, 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 that's really funny. He's dumb because he doesn't know that Dave is there knocking. He's really dumb.
Right.
That's and a couple of years later, I'm like 11 or 12, probably 11. And I was like, oh, he's high. Oh. And then everything that I had ever listened to, like on Cheech and Chong records, I was like, oh, man, they're stoned. Okay. Now I get it. So at first I was like 9, you know, 10 years old. I'm like, oh, these guys are both really dumb.
That's a cute way to think about it.
You know, one's a hippie and one's Mexican, and they're both really dumb. And then, like, and then I was like, oh, wait, they're high. Oh, okay. All right. So what I love Cheech and Chong, man. I just love them. I'm telling you. Let me tell you something about this. Let me tell you this. The opening scene of Up in Smoke with Strother Martin. Strother Martin, great character actor from the 50s through the 70s. He's also in Slapshot. I believe they both came out the same year, if I'm not mistaken. He plays Tommy Chong's dad in it. He's only in one scene.
Okay.
Have you seen Up in Smoke?
I've seen bits of it, and I remember that.
Because it is a work of art.
They're doing they're making like a milkshake or something. Right?
He's making a banana milkshake.
Yeah,
beginning
yeah.
a nutrient, like a, you know,
right,
shake. Okay, and it's Strother Martin, it's his dad in that scene, yelling at him to move out of the house and get a job and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That I could watch that scene. That's the only scene that Strother Martin is in. It's like a minute and 40 seconds long. It's the only scene that he's in. I could watch that scene on a loop for 24 hours. Dan, do you know what I'm talking about? The opening of Up in Smoke?
Yeah.
You get a job before sundown or we're shipping you off to military school. I know every line. I just censored it a little bit.
Right.
So what about strawberries? I can get you a job picking. You can start with strawberries, move your way up to these bananas. When, boy? When are you going to get your act together? It's the greatest. Okay. What do we got next for weird music, for weird Christmas music? Did you get anything, Dan? Did you find anything?
Yeah, I have a suggestion from the text line.
Okay.
Please. How about you mentioned some heavy metal Christmas selections. Let's see if you know this one.
Okay. Heavy metal Christmas.
That would help if I turned on the fader, probably.
Okay. Here we go.
We would have had a very special message for you from someone who touches all our lives from time to time.
Of course, of course.
Sometimes you catch a glimpse of him in the pitch darkness of your room at night when you know you've done something terrible during the day. You know what I'm talking about. He wishes you well. Oh, yes, he does. And he wants you to have the very happiest of holidays wherever you are.
Yes. We're not going to be able to hear the whole thing, but that's Christmas with the Devil by Spinal Tap.